That would be good for my eyes. Love Talk Radio. But the nurses didn't think that it would be beneficial at all for my eyes.
Welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? I mean, everybody around the world. This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the funniest storyteller on the planet. And I'm hosting Gregory's Story radio show, where we're broadcasting around the world. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to what I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it started off about 8 o'clock at 85 degrees. And then at 12 o'clock, it was 105 degrees. So it's gotten hotter as the day has gone on. And now it's 108 degrees in the desert in Las Vegas, in Nevada. It's 108 degrees. It's hot, people. It's hot in Las Vegas. So if you're coming to Vegas, make sure you bring your swimwear. Make sure you wear your shorts and your T-shirt. And you dress for the warm weather, because you're in the desert in Nevada, and it's hot. The sun is shining, the sky is blue, and it's hot. I'm telling you, it's very hot here in the desert in Las Vegas. So prepare for the heat. And enjoy yourself in the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. All right, I'm G Money, and that's my weather report for today, Thursday, August 12th, 2021. Now I have a short story I want to share with you. You know, I took my grandkids to the convalescent hospital, to the convalescent home with their grandmother. And we met everybody in management and the staff. And then we left Granny to talk to the residents in the home. And we told Granny we'd come back and get her a little later on in the day. We wanted her to enjoy herself. So the kids said, all right, Granny, we'll see you later. And she said, bye, kids. I'll see you later on. And we left. And Granny was talking to the residents. And she started leaning to the side in her wheelchair. And a worker saw her leaning and came and straightened her up in her chair. And then he asked her if she was okay. And she said, yes, she was fine. And then the worker left to continue his duty. And then a little later on in the day, she started leaning over again in her chair. And another worker came and asked her if she was all right. And she said, yes, she was. And he straightened her up so she was sitting straight up in her chair. And then he walked off to continue his duty. And then later on in the daytime, again, a worker looked over and saw grandmother leaning over in her chair again. And the worker came up and straightened grandmother up and asked her if she was all right. And she said she was fine. And the worker said, okay. And he left to go do something else. So she continued talking to the resident, and then her grandkids came back, and they said, Granny, have you had fun today? Did you enjoy yourself talking to all of the residents in this convalescent home? And her granny said, oh, yeah, it was really fun. I had a good time. And the residents treated me really nice. But the workers wouldn't let me fart. That's a joke, but G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, DJ Papa D, let's do Major League Baseball sports.
Me out to the ball game.
All right, DJ Papa D, how you doing today? This fine August day, 4 days from your birthday.
I'm doing all right.
All right. Is the volume okay? Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
All right. Well, let's talk about the American League Baseball and tell me the standings of the three top teams in the Western Division in the American League.
In the American League West, the Houston Astros are on top with 68 wins, followed by the Oakland A's with 67 wins. And in third place, the Seattle Mariners have 60 wins.
Okay, and in the Central Division in the American League?
In the American League Central, the Chicago White Sox are on top with 67 wins, followed by the Detroit Tigers with 56 wins, and in third place, the Cleveland Guardians at 55.
All right, and the American League East, what's the standings of the top three teams in the American League East?
American League East, the Tampa Bay Rays are on top with 69 wins, followed by the Boston Red Sox, who have 66 wins, and in third place, the New York Yankees have 63 wins.
All right. Well, that's the American League. Let's talk about the National League Baseball division. What about the Eastern Division in the National Baseball League?
National League East, the Philadelphia Phillies are on top with 60 wins, followed by the Atlanta Braves, who have 59 wins, and the New York Mets are in third place with 58 wins.
Okay, and in the Central Division of the National League?
The Milwaukee Brewers are on top with 69 wins, followed by the Cincinnati Reds, with 61 wins. And in third place, the St. Louis Cardinals have 58 wins.
All right. And the California League, we call it the National League West. What's the standings of the top three teams in the National League West?
The San Francisco Giants are on top in the National League West with 73 wins, followed by the L.A. Dodgers, who have 69 wins. And in third place, San Diego Padres with 66 wins.
All right. Well, that looks like that's it for the Major League Baseball Sports Report on G-Money Sports Report today, August 12th, Thursday, 2021. All right, DJ. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, I was teaching school in Compton, and I had some black kids, and I had some white kids, and some Indian kids, and some Asian kids, then I had some Mexicans. So I need to find out if everybody could speak English, because otherwise I had to send them to a bilingual class. I got up and I asked them, I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves, and then one kid stood up. And I said, Michael, did you understand what I asked you? And he said, yeah. You said if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I'm saying, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be standing by yourself.
I want you to come go with me.
Again.
went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. And these two girls walked by me, and they said, well, why don't you come with us? One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned, but she was beautiful. So I'm walking home with them. And I get to the house, and I ask the real pretty one, I said, where do you live? You don't look like you're from around here. And she says, no, I go to school in Lakewood, and I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? So why are you out here with her at 2 o'clock? And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 sign is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I'm talking to everybody around the world. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I'm the funniest storyteller on the planet. And I'm hosting Gregory's Story radio show. Right now, we're broadcasting around the world. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year, 2021. So welcome, everybody. Welcome, all of y'all, to the radio show. Hang in there, and we're having a good time. All right, well, now it's time for me to tell you a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So everybody put your feet up, put your head back, get your popcorn and your peanuts and get your drink and relax, because now it's story time. With me telling you an interesting story from my life. So, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show with some music in a minute.
Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the streets, and I want to invite everybody to listen to the town hall meeting. See, in the neighborhood, we had more kids from Western on the east side to Cimarron on the west side, and from 66th Street on the north side, on the south side, to Gage on the north side. And we had kids, I had a group of guys, my crew, it was 15 of us, and we grew up together playing ball, going bowling, playing tennis, playing football, softball, baseball, and basketball, and running track, because we all grew up in the YMCA. And on our street, we played what we call team tag, where we would divide the teams up into like 10 people on each side, and we would have 2 bases. And we would divide up into teams, and we would play team tag. And the object of the game was to get from one home base to the other home base. And so we would run, and that's where all of the guys developed all of their moves, because we learned to fake and run and fake out the other players on the other team. And we had some girls on the team that were really fast, like Kim Mitchell and Karen Mitchell, which was like my 2 sisters that grew up 3 houses from the corner of Gramercy. And they were real fast. I don't know how good their moves were, but they could outrun most of the guys on our block. And then we had Warren Warrior, and he was real fast, and he had a lot of moves. He could stop and start like at the drop of a hat. He would come up as soon as you get ready to tag him, he would just freeze. And then you would go to tag him, and he would take off running. So he had real good moves. He would stop and start real quick. And then we had a guy that lived on the corner in the 2000 block on 66th Street. His name was Chucky Thomas. And he could run real fast. He was real fast, and he had stop-and-go moves, too. And he would run, and it was hard to catch him. And then, of course, it was me, and I had my buddy Allen that was in the 20 block of 2000, the 2000 block on 65th Place. And we had a white boy. His name was Billy Consolo, William Consolo. His dad played in the major leagues. He was a baseball player. But he must have come home. He came to town and had sex with Billy's mother. And that's how Billy was born, because he never saw his daddy. His daddy didn't ever come and visit him or stay with him or anything. But my boy Billy was the only child, and he was a white boy, and he lived with his mother and his grandmother, and they bought him every toy that was imaginable. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at, because he had all of the toys, and all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom. And he would pull out all kind of toys. And we played with all kind of toys with Billy. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times. We played that game. We played that almost every day after school. Everybody would line up about 5 o'clock, and we'd pick teams, and then we'd play. And we would play until dark. We would run around even in the dark. So we played after we came in and did our homework, because, you know, Mama made sure we did our homework first. So we'd go inside and do our homework, and then we'd meet everybody outside about 5 o'clock, and we'd pick teams, and we'd play our team tag game. And we had a lot of kids that came from other neighborhoods, other blocks that wanted to play with our game. But we always picked the best players to be on our team, because we knew who was fast, and we knew who could fake out people, and we knew people that had the testimony to be a good player. So we enjoyed that. That game was really good. And, well, usually Chucky and Warren would be the captains of the teams. But I would always get picked like one of the first guys. And then Kim would get picked as one of the first girls. And then we had another girl named Val. And she was in the 1900 block. And she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty. But she wore a wig. And they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. Yeah, Val was something else. She was about 6th or 7th grade, and she wore a wig, and she was going to school. She didn't go to our Catholic school, so I don't know where she went to school, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. But I know she wore a wig, and the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. And she was just, she was real fast, though. They didn't really get away from mama while they were running from her. But, yeah, she was fun. She was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to. That's the end of my story. Thank you for listening.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Our team. white boy. His name was Billy. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. And he would run, but he was still fat, so he would get caught. We played that almost every day after school. Everybody would line up about 5 o'clock, and we'd pitch games. We would run around even in the dark. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we called team tag. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, played what we call team tag. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we call team tag.
Album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I'm talking to everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic. I'm the funniest storyteller on the planet, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story Radio Show. And I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So I got the funniest radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to Gregory's Story. Now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members, my friends, and all of my listeners to the radio show, because it's time for us to play $50 cash giveaway. That's right, today is Thursday, and we're giving away $50 to the people or the person that calls into the radio station and to name the name of this musical tune. We're going to play a clip from a song, and I'm looking for caller number 25 to call into the radio station and tell us the name of this song that DJ Papa D is going to play a clip from the song. And then you have 5 minutes to call into the station to name that song. And the winner will receive $50 cash prize. That's right, $50 cash money. I'm G-Money, and I'm giving away $50 cash. So all you have to do is call into the radio station and tell us what the name of the song is that we just played the clip of, and I'm looking for caller number 25. So you have 5 minutes to call into the radio station and be caller number 25 and tell us the name of the song that we're playing the clip for. So DJ Papa D, play the clip from the musical tune. And everybody, you have 5 minutes to call in and tell us the name of that song. And then we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. All right, that was a good clip. I know that song. That was one of my favorite songs back in the early 80s. I like that song a lot. All right, so you got 5 minutes, fans, friends, and listeners to the radio show to call in and tell us the name of that song. All right, DJ Papa D, play that song one more time for the listening audience. And remember, I'm looking for caller number 25. Okay, you got 5 minutes to call into the radio station and claim the name of that song for a $50 cash prize. So, DJ Papa D, while we're waiting for them to call into the station, let's play one of my other songs for the listening audience. How about playing I'm G Money? I like that song. And that'll talk about my friends Snoop, Eddie Murphy, and Cat Williams. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody runs you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married, and you got 4 kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. OG Money. The Bill Cody. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say he was the pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have breasts bigger than you. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp comes. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money. Come on now. You want to see with a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. Pimp out. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. I can take you there. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see what a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G-Money if I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, we're just Las Vegas and everybody around the world. Yes, I'm talking to everybody around the world that's listening to the Gregory Story radio show. This is G Money, the pimp comic. I'm the funniest storyteller on the planet. And I'm hosting Gregory Story radio show. Well, we're broadcasting around the world. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory Story. Now, I need you to sit back, because I got a short joke story to share with you. And it goes like this. There was a man that was driving on the highway, and he was speeding. He was doing over 100 miles an hour, and he passed a freeway billboard where there was a highway patrol officer sitting parked eating his lunch. And the highway patrol officer saw this man speeding by on his highway, and he said, "Oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway." So he put his lunch down, and he took off in pursuit of the man speeding on his highway. And while he was driving, chasing the man, he thought to himself, he said, "Well, when I catch this guy, I'm going to find out why he was speeding. I'm going to ask him why he was speeding. And if he has a good answer and a good reason, then I'm going to let him go. And then I'm going to go back and finish my lunch," because I was right in the middle of eating my sandwich. So I was chasing this man, and I caught up with him, and I asked him, "Excuse me, sir, can you tell me why you were speeding?" And the man said, "Well, I was driving down the highway, and I saw the highway patrol car sitting behind the freeway billboard. And I thought about my wife, how she had run away with the highway patrolman. And then I looked in my rearview mirror, and I saw you chasing behind me. I saw the red light crashing behind me. So I thought you were trying to catch up with me, because you were going to give my wife back." That's a joke by G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I'm the funniest storyteller on the planet. All right, now it's time for me to get back to the winner of my $50 cash giveaway today. And let me see if we get 24, 25 callers today. No, I see we have 22 callers, 23. But then they stop. Come on, people. You got to go all the way to 25 if you're trying to win the money. I'm giving away cash money to the 25th caller. That's what I said. I was going to reward the 25th caller. So I only got 23 calls. So I don't have a winner. Oh, well, nobody gets the $50 today. I can put it in my safe until Monday radio show at 3 o'clock. Then we'll have the cash giveaway contest again on Monday. So, DJ Proper D, play that song again for our listening pleasure. And maybe I can think of the name of that song. I think it's by Cameo, and I can't think of the name of the song. I think it's
now you, something. Now you, I got the feeling, now you. The music, got the music. I know that part. What's the name of the song? Now you got me going. Now you got the music. I think that's the words to the song, but I don't know the name of the song. Just because it's 2 o'clock, don't mean that we got to stop. Stop the music. Yeah, that's Stop the Music. And I think it's by, I don't know, the Gap Band?
Cameo? Who is that by? Confunction? No, that's not Confunction. Cameo, Gap Band, Confunction. Don't Stop the Music. I don't know who the song is by. Help, DJ, pop the D. Tell us who the song is by.
It's by Yarborough and Peoples, and it's 1980. Don't Stop the Music.
1980, Don't Stop the Music. I knew the name of the song. I just didn't know who it was by. Yarborough and Peoples.
Yarborough and Peoples.
Yarborough and Peoples. Don't Stop the Music. All right, 1980. Yarborough and Peoples. Don't Stop the Music. All right, we didn't get a winner for today's radio contest. $50 cash giveaway. So I'll have to wait until Monday to do it again and see if we get a $50 cash prize winner on Monday on the Cash Giveaway Radio Show. G Money's Radio Stories Radio Show. All right, DJ Papa D. Well, before we play one more song, I want to play one of my songs before we get out of here. But let's do the financial report for the G999 coin. Because we didn't do the last commercial for the G999 coin. So if you want to earn extra income or if you want to increase your wealth, then you need to go to www.therealmoney.info and listen to the income video presentation. And once you hear the presentation, it'll tell you what you can do. And then you tell somebody else. Tell all of your friends, three or four of your friends, and have them participate in the cash income building situation. Because everybody can gain extra income if they participate in the cash program. So go to www.therealmoney.info and listen to the income video presentation. And then it'll tell you to go to Storytime with G Money or Gregory G Money Girard, or go to Storytime with go to the Facebook page with Gregory G. Money Girard, or go to the Facebook page with Storytime with G. Money, and you can go to the ad at the top of the page for GS Partners, and you can sign up for a free membership, and you can take it from there if you listen to the presentation. You can find out how to make that extra income. So contact G Money Wealth Building Team or contact Team We Believe on GS Partners. Okay, DJ Papa D, before we leave, I want to thank you for being my studio engineer and thank DJ Big Nasty for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody can follow what I'm doing on the radio, on Gregory Story's radio show on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. and I'm the funniest storyteller on the planet. So thank you for listening to today's radio show. I hope you tell all your friends so we can invite everybody to listen to the radio show, because I'm getting new jokes all the time, and I'm getting new stories every day, and I have plenty of stories to tell about my life and stories to keep you laughing. So I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm out. I'll talk to you again on Monday. And we start NFL preseason tonight, y'all. So we'll have football coming up in the beginning of September. NFL football. Woo-wee. Sports report for the NFL football season will be rising to our attention now. And G-Money's going to make money on the football season, because he did good last year. So this year, I'm ready to really rock and roll. Okay, so DJ, thank you for being my studio engineer and with the music and the stories and the commercials and all of that stuff. Before we go and before we play a song, I want to give a birthday shout-out to everybody born on Thursday, August 12th, 2021. So, DJ, how many birthdays do we have today that I can wish them happy birthday to my fraternity brothers, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, or to my Soros, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, or to all of my Greek brothers, Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity, Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity, or Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, or Phi Eta Theta Fraternity. And then all my sorority sisters, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, a.k.a., like my mother was, and Delta Sigma Theta, and Sorority, and Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, my sisters, and Sigma Gamma Rho, my Sora sisters that wear the blue and gold. Happy birthday to all of you on today, August 12th, 2021. So DJ Papa D, do we have a list of birthdays that we can give a shout out to before we get out of here on the radio show?
We do. Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, we have Latrice Booth, who turns 46 years old today. Mark Miswick has a birthday today. Veronica Boyd. Joshua Burns turns 40 years old today. Cherie Williams has a birthday today. Robert Langhorn turns 64 years old. Happy birthday, Robert Langhorn. Stephen Barrett turns 34 years old. Simeon Guzman's birthday today. Chris Choice has a birthday today. Phoebe Elegon Jones, happy birthday, Phoebe. Valisa Lewis is 51 years old today. Nina Tillman is 40 years old today. James Johnson is 55. Tanya Curry Horn has a birthday today. And last but not least, Michelle Archie turns 54 years old today.
All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that had a birthday today on August 12th and is celebrating on this 2021. So, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more. And, of course, for all of my friends, I want to say happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one, too. Oh, man. I hope you guys get some today because it's your birthday. I hope you get some. I really do. I'm praying for you to get some, really something good tonight. You know, tell your husbands, tell your wives, tell your girlfriends, tell your boyfriends, it's your birthday, and you're supposed to get some tonight. I mean, you know, get some cake or some candy or some pie or some ice cream, you know, something like that, because it's your birthday. I'm G Money, the pimp comes, and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. And I'm out of here. I'll see you on Monday. Good night. Have a good weekend. God bless you. God loves you, and I love you too. And make sure you wear your mask and you have social distancing when you're walking around in public. And make sure you wear your mask and you wash your hands and you maintain social distancing so that you don't take home anything that you didn't leave the house with today. And I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And I'm out. See you. Peace. God loves you, and I love you, too. Until Monday, I'm out. Okay, DJ Papa D, play a song for us. Play one of my songs, and then we can pray, and I'm out. Talk to you on Monday.
And I want to say, may my partner, Bernard Holloway, may he rest in peace. And riding his motorcycle, he died on an accident on the freeway. When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda. And we would go and we would ride in the dirt. And we would ride all through the neighborhood, up and down the street. And somebody always wanted to ride.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
But one of the things we did, we had a water balloon fight with all the kids on the street. And Warren and Chucky come running out from behind the bush with a 25-gallon trash can full of water. And all the water in the trash can just hit us. And all I did was put my head down and duck. And I just punched it. And the whole bike went over sideways. And then we're sliding down the street on the side of the bike. And Bernard falls off the bike. And he's bouncing down the street. So eventually the bike comes to a stop. Bernard gets up. He's mad as hell. And so I had to go to the hospital and have get some stitches.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
We didn't play anymore after that. Every time we brought the bikes out, we were riding somewhere. So I was going to Carson to change my clothes, and we were racing. So we were going down Van Ness. They got caught in Century. So I made the light that I'm gunning and rolling down the street. And somebody is driving in the lane next to me. And they decide at the last minute, they don't even signal. They just move over. And then all of a sudden they see brake lights come on. And I get in the middle of the street. I just nowhere to go but slam on my brakes. And I bounced down the street. And then I got, the ambulance came and picked me up and took me to Englewood Hospital.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, too. I was rolling.
So, one day we were at my house, and my buddy Bernard came by, and he got a KC-1000, and his bike is laid. Oh, man, it's chromed out. So he let me ride. And we got a street in Carson. It's a mile right away. It's a mile run with no lights, no stop signs, no stopping. You just roll. And I was riding. I went down to Avalon and I turned around and I punched it. Rolling. And I passed this car going the other way. And it was my mama. And my mama told my little brother, she said, look at that fool. He's riding without no helmet, riding fast. He's a fool. And my little brother said, that boy that you call a fool that's riding the bike, that's your son.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, too. I was rolling. And do you know, one day, I was driving my car, and I came home, and something told me to look at my bicycle. And I came in the garage, and I looked for my motorcycle, and it wasn't there. And I went to my mother and I said, Mama, my bike's not out here. Where is my motorcycle? And she said, your bike isn't out there, baby. You sure? And I'm like, yeah, Mom, I'm looking. I don't see it. It ain't out here. She's like, oh, I didn't know. I don't know. And I'm like, well, if somebody stole it, we got insurance on it. We can buy another one. And she said, nope, we're not getting another bike. Nope, 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 that's it. You're not getting another motorcycle. You better enjoy your car, because you're not getting another motorcycle.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, too. I was rolling. And I think to this day, my mama got rid of my motorcycle. I don't know if she sold it to somebody or she just let somebody come in the yard and take it. I don't know. But that's what happened to my bike.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, dude. I was rolling. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was rolling. You missed those days, little brother. I know you would have been on my bike trying to ride. Like Randy was trying to ride. Like Donald was trying to ride.
I had a Yamaha 100 Enduro.
Thank you.
talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I said, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.